Picture me rolling. I need to go to the gas station and be quick about it. Williams tables. Yeah, I guess those are out now, right? The Pinball FX 3 stuff. I don't think that their new physics feel good. It feels good either. I've talked about it before, but it just... It feels like the table is on too much of a slope. Like, it feels too steep. And the ball feels too heavy. Heavier than the real thing. Not just heavy compared to their old physics. Because obviously their old physics is like a rubber ball bouncing around in there sometimes. And you can select between them. And then they even acknowledge it. Which is almost more maddening to me in a weird way. They're like, play it with the classic Pinball FX physics. And then in the classic mode, it's like, play with, you know... accurate arcade physics. And I'm like, alright, cool. No. This doesn't feel right either. Also, why have you been making bad physics all this time? Why? And now acknowledging it is like, the classic Pinball FX physics. Like, why don't you just fix it? I mean, I guess maybe the old tables were designed around those physics, and maybe you can't do that, but it feels like shit. And the new physics, I want to do a comparison between Pinball Arcade versions of those tables and their classic physics, and kind of see if I can just narrow down the language about what feels different. Because so far it feels like, hey, the table feels too steep, the ball feels heavier than a real ball, which might just be a factor of the table being too steep. So for them to be out there going like, we've got spot on arcade physics, like, no, it doesn't, like, these shots aren't that hard to hit, like, it doesn't feel right, and I would need to spend a bunch more time with it to kind of hone my feelings on it, in such a way that I had the words, but that is my early take on it, is that new physics feel bad, and it's just, yeah. Tilt of the table feels off or something. All right, let's get on the road. Set for all this right now.
technology ensures that your DuPont EN9000 will be relevant and upgradable for years to come. Thank you.
broken because I looked over there and saw Batman TAS, and I was like, oh yeah, some tool-assisted Batman speedruns might be cool.
Thank you.
choice of the 1980s, the Derma Wand.
Dirty White Boys in action against the Midnight Express and James E. Hornet. Stuff sounds messy as fuck. Like incompatible games from before April of this year and stuff like that. Like, just really want to wait and see what works and what doesn't, because it doesn't sound clean at all. After the hour. Some of these tracks being used, like this one, you know, like this stuff came out in like 1980. This is called Newsmaker, so like something built for a newscast. Like, I'd love to see like the intro to a newscast actually using this. Like, how did they use it? What did they, what visuals did they put against this? Especially that. Zooming up pictures of the newscasters.
Thank you.
I stopped at this dim sum bistro place and walked in and got a whole bunch of pork buns. Like, first thing in the morning. There's nothing stopping me. I can do that.
Thank you.
drums. It's like K&M Food Service, and it's got a strip of Social Network logos below it. It's a food service company. Like, who the fuck cares? Okay, here's the list, left to right, as far as I can recognize. I think I recognize all of them. Twitter, Facebook, LinkedIn, Pinterest, Google Plus, Instagram, and WordPress. It's a strip of logos, and then an 800 number and a URL. Like, just put the fucking URL. Who's like, oh, I need a food service company. I better get on Google Plus before it shuts down. I better get on WordPress. Like, what? Like, no URL, as if just a WordPress logo is like, oh, well, they're on WordPress, so. Fucking great. Anywhere I gotta go. Have a productive day.